ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद्भागवतम एर्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 7 22 त्वमेक सर्वजगतः ईश्वरो बन्धमोक्षयो त्वं त्वामर्चन्ति कुशला प्रपन्नार्ति हरं गुरु त्वमेक सर्वजगत ईश्वरो बन्धमोक्षयो त्वं त्वामर्चन्ति कुशला प्रपन्नार्ति हरं गुरु त्वमेक सर्वजगत ईश्वरो बन्धमोक्षयो तं त्वामर्चन्ति कुशला प्रपन्नार्ति हरं गुरु। सर्वजगत ईश्वरो बन्धमोक्षयो अर्चन्ति कुशला प्रपन्नार्ति हरं गुरु त्वमेक सर्वजगत ईश्वरो बन्धमोक्षयो तं त्वामर्चन्ति कुशला प्रपन्नार्ति हरं गुरु। मदर्स त्वमेकं सर्वजगत ईश्वरो बन्धमोक्षयो तं त्वामर्चन्ति कुशला प्रपन्नार्ति हरं गुरु। त्वमेकं सर्वजगत ईश्वरो बन्धमोक्षयो मुन्ति कुशला गुरु। त्वमेक सर्वजगत ईश्वरो बन्धमोक्षयो मुन्ति कुशला प्रपन्नार्ति हरं गुरु। द वर्ड मीनिंग त्वम एकः योर लॉर्डशिप इज इंडीड सर्वजगतः आर द थ्री वर्ड ईश्वरः द कंट्रोलर बन्धमोक्षयो ऑफ बोथ बॉन्डेज एंड लिबरेशन तम दैट कंट्रोलर तम अर्चन्ति वर्शिप यू कुशलः पर्सन्स हु वांट गुड फॉर्च्यून प्रपन्नो आर्तिहरम हु कैन मिटिगेट ऑल द डिस्ट्रेस ऑफ ए सेल्टर डिवोटी Gurum, you who act as a good advisor to all fallen souls. Translation purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. O Lord, you are the cause of bondage and liberation of the entire universe because you are its ruler. Those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness surrender unto you. And therefore, you are the cause of mitigating their distress. And you are also the cause of their liberation. We therefore worship your Lordship. Actually, Lord Vishnu maintains and accomplishes all good fortune. If one has to take shelter of Lord Vishnu, why should the demigods take shelter of Lord Shiva? They did not. They did so because Lord Vishnu acts through Lord Shiva in the creation of the material world. Lord Shiva acts on behalf of Lord Vishnu. When the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita that He is the father of all living entities, Aham Bija Pradah Pita, this refers to actions performed by Lord Vishnu through Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu is always unattached to material activities. And when material activities are to be performed, Lord Vishnu performs them through Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is therefore worshipped on the level of Lord Vishnu. When Lord Vishnu is untouched by the external energy, He is Lord Vishnu. But when He is touched with external energy, He appears in His feature as Lord Shiva. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobhrishtam Sthapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Mandeham Shri Utapadakamlam Shri Guru Unvaishamansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpati Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Haripriye Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhubhyamevacha Patitanam Pavanibhu Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta, Swami Iti Namine, Namaste Sarasati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi, Paschat Desitarine. Tumekaha sarva jagataha iswaro bandhamokshayo tam tamarchanti kushala prapannarti haram gurum. O Lord, you are the cause of bondage and liberation of entire universe because you are its ruler. Those who are advanced in spiritual consciousness surrender unto you. Therefore, you are the cause of mitigating their distresses, and you are also the cause of their liberation. We therefore worship your Lordship. So, we are hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam the prayers of demigods to Lord Shiva. And sometimes people who are Shivaites, they will take good use of this shloka. They will say, Lord Shiva is supreme. And see, this is only the purpose of Srila Prabhupada, who makes it very clear and distinct. Because otherwise people get misdirected. There cannot be 100 Ishwara. And even if there are many Ishwara, but there cannot be Sarveshwara. So, of course, Lord Shiva is called Devadhidev. He is greatest among all the demigods. He is Mahadev. But he is not Sarveshwara. He is not the Supreme. Supreme, of course, is Lord Krishna. So, Krishna works in this material world through different agencies. To create material world, he uses Durga and Shiva. So, in this material world, that's why in Purport Prabhupada saying that as soon as Lord touches the material nature, then he takes form of Shiva. He does it through Shiva. But in the material world, when people are living, like if you go to India, you will see thousands of Shivalingam, not one, maybe millions. You go to any village, you know, they just take one Shivaling, put under a tree, and every villager, wife, husband, children, ladies, they just come. You know, even if you see Mayapur, when Lord Chaitanya was a young child, you know, so he used to go and play around the bank of Ganges, and there many people even make Shiva from the sand, and they worship Shivopachar. So then Lord Chaitanya will go and just take away all the sweets and all the flowers, and then he will just play around there. He will tell the ladies and the young girls, you worship me, give me, let me eat, and I give you boon, you get a good husband. And some ladies, they run away or they take away that fruits, they refuse to give him. Then he says, okay, I bless you, you get the old husband, you know, he will speak so many things. But it is very popular. You go to any part of India. So sometimes in a very smaller gain, people misunderstand and they forget the ultimate goal. So what this Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara is giving is the highest, because the churning of ocean, as we have seen, that this was such a difficult job. One side this demigods, and another side the demons, and there is churning and churning and nothing is happening. So Lord has to actually manifest in all three dimensions. He took he empowered in the form of goodness to all the demigods, and in form of this passion, he empowered the demons, and in ignorance form, he empowered the Vasuki to hold it. But over and above, they were not successful, so he himself became like a mountain, sat on the top of Mandara Parvat. So it was a very difficult job. And ultimately when the halahal came out of this churning, it was very powerful. So all three worlds was now burning, because this this was very bad and very influential. So, and you know, when you have to take some work from somebody, like the people in marketing, they speak so high of a person so that he just takes away whatever they have, the product. The same way, because the demigods have to pray, and this is such an emergency, so they have to speak so many good things, so that Lord Shiva is, of course, he is Ashutosh. He becomes very easily happy, and you know, he gives boon right away. So they are just praying and making him to just take this poison. See, out of this chanting there were so many things came out. She, the Lakshmi, also came from this ocean. Money, the cost of money also came from this churning. Rambha, there was a Apsara, the damsel, dancer, came out of this churning. And the nectar came. And then there was a very nice conch came out of this. And there was elephant came. So you will see these 14 things which are coming. And very smartly it was given to the demigods, or it was held by Krishna himself, the Lord himself hold. The conch he took, Lakshmi he took, like that. So this halahal was supposed to be taken by Shiva. And it was so powerful that Shiva held it in his neck. And that's why he's called Neelkant, because his neck became blue. And the follower of Shiva, and that's why they smoke ganja, because they think they will have this bishop and they will also digest. So the tragic scene is that because the message doesn't go through exactly how it started. Like yesterday our Mukunda Prabhu was talking about Jamuna River. It starts so nice from Jamunotri, but when it is coming towards Vrindavan, so much mixture is meeting inside. So it becomes completely disturbed. So same way, the Krishna consciousness, this knowledge, when it comes down, the many people who are very common, they just take something practical. So the people, that's why they just follow Shiva, because they think that they just pray whatever is need, and they just get it. Somebody wants to marry, they get marriage done. Somebody wants children, they get. Asutosh is very easily, you know, very easily accessible, and very easily he prays. He's Asutosh. So, and the people prefer to pray Lord Shiva that way. But we must understand that Shiva is a transformation of Vishnu, Krishna. Because just like milk, milk, when it is in the pure form, it is Vishnu. But when it gets tamarind, it becomes, you know, yogurt. And then it is like Lord Shiva. The substance is the same. So same way, there is not much difference between Shiva and Vishnu. But for the performance of this material cosmos, the activity in the material world, Krishna himself takes this role of Lord Shiva. So we must understand that this prayer is for demigods, is meant for Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says very clearly, Vedaisya sarvair ahameva vedyam. And all the prayers goes to Vishnu. Just like all the rivers go to the ocean, same way whatever you pray, to whomever you pray, it goes to Vishnu, ultimately. So Srila Prabhupada, he was very clear. He saw that this Mandasu Manda Mateo Manda Bhagya Upadrita, the age of Kali, people are so disturbed, they have no time. They are very busy. So he made it very clear, make it very clear and crystal that, you know, we should just take shelter of Krishna. Just put all energy to Krishna. So that's why this movement is Krishna consciousness. And it is actually very easy to become Krishna conscious if you follow the Prabhupada's order. And what is the Prabhupada's order? So today is Independence Day of America. Actually, there are so many bondage. People are thinking they are a slave just for country's sake. Actually, real liberation for America was that when Prabhupada arrived here. When he gave the torchlight, when he gave the real knowledge to the people. And headquarter of liberation is just like when country has a ruling place. So you say, oh, this is D.C. So his place of headquarter, our ruling place is New Dwarka. So we have got the king. And you see, he was also very clear, because see, during the time of Vedic civilization, many people think in India that if you follow the Varnashram Dharma, then this type of austerity is very natural. Because if you go traditionally to the villages, the people get up so early, they start looking after their cows, then they go to their field. So their austerity begins from the morning itself. But then in the city, the life is completely complicated. So Prabhupada wanted to establish this Daiva Varnashram, where he has this vision for Mayapur, that people from all class, because there was never a classless society. This communist country, they try to make a communism, a classless society. It never happened. It broke. And it is not possible. You can see that, in every level, there is always division. There are people who will understand less. There are people who are very smart. There are people who have different propensity. So, that's why Krishna is saying, Chatur Varnam Maya System Guna Karma Vibhagasa. I have created these four varnas according to the guna and karmas. But unfortunately, because we did not follow the proper procedure, in India, the caste system developed. So like people who are born in Brahmin family, even if they don't follow the tradition of Brahmana, they still become Brahmin. And that's why you see the society is so much broken, divided in the form of so many castes. The political people, they are just driving this force. No, you are born in this caste, I am your leader. You are born in this caste, I am your leader. And they are doing nothing for this caste, but still they become leader and they just destroy the country. So, by Krishna's grace this time, India has got a good government. Let us see. They have promised even in their manifesto, they were clean Ganga. And actually they have created a department for cleaning. The whole department is for Ganga. So I'm sure that Lord Krishna will bless them if they do something for Ganga. And they have also in their agenda, when they were fighting, the cow protection. So if that way they go, they will go towards the Vedic tradition. So this Krishna conscious movement is not just meant, like sometimes we think, we just came and we joined, and what is the use every day, Mangal Arati, every day, Sem Prasad, every day, Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that? Because our mind is always disturbed. Even though we are practicing so much, still we get carried away. Because we are always under the influence of this mode of nature. The passion, this goodness, this ignorance, this pulls, there are so much pulling. So just to safeguard from these pullings, and Prabhupada established this organization. And you can see that he was so pleased when he came to Los Angeles in headquarters. I had a meeting with one Mr. Varajaratan Mohta. He was a relative of Mr. Birla, who was the richest man of India. So when he came here in Los Angeles, and then Prabhupada, because before Prabhupada left India, he knew him, and he had given him some donation. So when he came, Prabhupada, just next to his ashram, Vyasa ashram, he asked for the chair for him and his wife. So they felt very great. So many Western people are there, and these Indians were called, and they were made sit on this ashram in the chairs. So he was saying that because Prabhupada was true follower of his guru, and that's why he became successful. And you can see in this movement also, the people who are very strict follower of the guru's order, they are always successful, whatever it may be. So the test of Krishna consciousness is that we follow systematically and never get carried away from any dimensions. Our aim is to become disciple, not to become guru. See, the problem in this material world is that everybody is a born guru. Everybody just go walk to anywhere, you want to tell something, he says, listen to me, listen to me. You don't want to listen. But nature has given you 2 ears. Nature gave you, Krishna gave you only 1 mouth. Means you speak 1 time, but listen 2 times. Double the size. Listening is double. But the problem, it means we are born to listen. Sravanam. But it is vice versa. We just go against the current. You know, we start just speaking, pumping on, whatever we want to say, just keep telling. We are not listening. So if we become a good listener, and if we follow Prabhupada, and see this parampara is very strong, and in a spiritual world, Prabhupada is just a blessing from there. He's a blessing. He's always thinking, oh, who is trying hard for me? Who is the book distributor? Who is trying hard? So, like I was just talking to Jagdish Prabhu yesterday in BBT office. I said, now this modern world is going on computer, so they might not take any books. He said, no, they will take. So then I say, yes, yes, of course you need a gift. You see, in iPad you put all the books, but you know, you cannot feel the same thing. What is there in the book? What is the Krishna book? You see an open, nice page, and some people, they don't like to read it, but when they touch, they feel some sensation. This is gift in their hand. So that books are the basis. So it will continue, because this was the Acharya's desire. It will come in many forms, even though people will have iPad or computers, and they will just listen where they are going in through the Wi-Fi. But still they need the books. So, most important thing is in Krishna consciousness that we become very submissive to the authority. Now, what is the submission to the authority? It is like Prabhupada is always present with us. When we see his authority, he made a structure, and if we follow that structure, it means we are directly following Srila Prabhupada. There are many arguments in this society. There are many people who say, no, these people who are not following Prabhupada very nicely, and they have their own agenda, they do like this. But we can see, even if somebody is in the line of Prabhupada and trying to cheat, if he's not following, he doesn't stay in the line. The queue is broken, he just goes away automatically. You know, it is like current, wave. You know, you are swimming, throws you away. So if somebody is not in the line, somebody's mind is not very clear, if he is not devoted to Srila Prabhupada, he cannot exist in this con. It is 100% guaranteed. Maybe for some time, some people can continue. They can, make claim, yes, they are the Prabhupada's follower, but they cannot follow it. So, and that's why his declaration. See, one time, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan, so Ramakrishna Bajaj is a very big businessman from Bombay. You know, Bajaj scooters, they are very big, like Birla's. So he was in Delhi, so he heard Srila Prabhupada is sick, so he had good relation with Prabhupada. So he called to his secretary to organize from Bombay to, catch in Vrindavan somebody he can see Prabhupada. So they say, oh, yes, yes, of course you can go. So he came to see Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was very sick. So he said, Swamiji, I am very worried. You started such a nice, wonderful thing. But, now you are going. Who is the next? So Prabhupada just pointed out, all sides, all his devotees, this is all my boys and girls. They will take care of everything. So, physically he had only 2 sons, Mathura Mohan Day and Vrindavan Chand Day and his daughter. But, spiritually he had so many children. And many children, they just had his glimpse. Many children had direct instruction. Many children, they just read his book and they just followed Srila Prabhupada. So, see, Guru is not just only a physical body. This Acharya system, Krishna Kripa Sri Murti. Krishna is taken form of his mercy. So wherever you feel mercy, this is the extension of Krishna. Whoever can influence you, gives you some kripa, his mercy. So you must feel there is some substance of Guru Tattva there. The Guru means who can influence you by the mercy of Lord Krishna. If somebody can give this boon to you, he is a Guru. So that's why Guru Vaishnavansha. And Guru is never single. It is not singular. It is plural. Guru is always with his Guru. Prabhupada, then Bhakti Siddhanta, I go above. All this chain is there. You see the modern Guru? They just walk around. Back side there is no picture. Front side there is no picture. The Guru is all in all. So they are not Guru. Guru means who follows his Guru. Because Krishna Bande Jagat Gurum. Ultimate Guru is the Krishna himself. Krishna Bande Jagat Gurum. So this chain is coming directly from Krishna. And this message is intact because it is coming in the chain. So, actually we are not, maybe this Bhagavatam, we are hearing about this churning of ocean. But in material world we are every day churning with our thoughts. So, who is helping? One side is passion, one side is goodness, and then in middle there is ignorance. So unless there is a heavy weight of Lord himself in the form of his kripa, mercy, then churning will have no value. Then only poison will come. Nectar will never come. So for churning, you need this spiritual support. And spiritual support will come in the form of kripa, in the mercy form. This Guru, Guru Tattva, is direct mercy of Lord Krishna. Direct. So, sometimes, I had darshan of Srila Prabhupada in Kumbh Mela, but I was not able to talk. So many things happened to Western world also. Many devotees came, but the prime devotees are the circle around Prabhupada, and they never get to talk to him. So maybe then we say, oh, we have no association of Srila Prabhupada. It is not that. The Prabhupada's mercy is transcending within our heart. Our commitment to follow Srila Prabhupada's instruction is our initiation. If you follow him dedicatedly, so you will see, he will come in your dream, he will be right there in the form of some devotee, he will be guiding you in every place. You just remember, everything will move. Like our friend Carlos, he was saying that, for some time he started chanting. Then one day he became very serious. So then immediately he thought, no, I should chant again. And that very day he got invitation up from his friend, and that was the Gurukuli guy, and they end up going to some program where chanting and everything was happening. So then it reminded him immediately, no, I must chant again. Just chant and chant again. So, you see, this is such a, we always say that what is the association of Vaishnavas? And sometimes we have no time. Just like we just come to Mangal Arati, we just click out, then just go outside, and then go to the material world. Then where is the association? This is also a very big association. Sitting in Bhagavatam class is the greatest association on this planet Earth. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. If we just listen to Bhagavat, just drop, just one shloka, it comes to our ears, our heart, all the anomalies in the heart, they just disappear. So this is the greatest association. And when people miss this association, when they come back, then they can feel, oh my God, I suffered so much. I missed so much association. So sometimes, no, we don't care. We think, oh, no, no, this is like a cyclostyle pattern. I'm not bound. I'm not going to just live like a cyclostyle. I want to have my own thought, my own life, my way of life. My way of life. Correct? So they are Ishvara. Everybody is Ishvara. That ego, false ego makes you Ishvara. So, by nature, we are subservient. We are here to serve. We are here to listen two times. This is a body we have got to listen and to follow. And if we become rebellion, we always get torture. You see, why in the society? The highest budget of your country is on what? The security. Why? Because people are not ready to listen. They want to speak. They want to just... So this terrorism is coming because people are not listening. So if we just establish... So establishing Varnasram Dharma is important to establish it within ourselves. Even if one individual follows it in verbatim, he lives exactly according to his varna and ashrama and follows in verbatim, you will see it will have great impact. Just we can see the example of Srila Prabhupada. He was greatest among all the sannyasis, all the gurus. He followed every time, every moment. Even for 1 second, he never forgot Krishna and his guru's order. He made Prabhupada his guru, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. And he just got right away the instruction. And he started, you know, performing. He's just acting on. He's going ahead. So, you know, some people in this material world can become very successful. They think that they are very, very clever. They are very smart. They can, collect very much amount, or they can distribute more books, or whatever they do. But that is not the gauge of Krishna consciousness. Gauge of Krishna consciousness that how much you are committed for the instruction. Prabhupada came to New York and he wrote instruction. All the resident devotees, come to Mangal Arati, attend Mangal Arati, chant your round. So these are very, very, very important. It is not for primary level. It is for PhD level. The same instruction for the day one, new bhakta, and also for the highest of brahmanas. The people who think, oh, now they have done enough. So for spiritual practice, there is never enough. We are always student. We are always beginner. So we have to follow every day. So actually for me to come to New Dwarka is pilgrimage. Like people go to different place. Because you go, I get always chance. Every summer I go, different temple I see. Many places nobody comes for Mangal Arati. Or somebody comes to Mangal Arati. There are very few you can see all the time or all the years. Some people came for some time, then they stop. Some people just coming, they are stopping. But New Dwarka, I think, has the highest number of devotees who are regular on the same pattern, in the same field. Every day, same service, same seva, same darshan, same bhagavatam. And I think this is a magnified place. Prabhupada, that's why I went this morning to see Prabhupada's quarter. And I was feeling, yes, Prabhupada is really fully present here in Los Angeles. So I'm very grateful to Suvas Prabhu that he is holding this flag for International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And we can see there is no motivation. He is not a guru that, you know, he has to grab a lot of disciples. He has to sit on very heavy asana. He's just working. Like I remember, I came first time in 88. I see him exact same Suvas Prabhu till today. Same personality. So he said, yesterday I was talking to him, he was saying, no, it is very taxing. I said, no, it is not taxing to you. How can you do something which is taxing? So, susukham kartum abhyam. Joyfully perform. Krishna consciousness, which is joyfully performed. Which you perform and you feel happiness. Unless you are happy, how can you do? So, we are very, very fortunate to be here in New Dwarka. And so, side by side, this listening, when we are listening this shunning of this great ocean and talking about this halal poison, this poison is all around us and it is in our mind, it is going on. So we should be always care and take shelter of the Supreme Personality so that He put His kripa on our head, and then we will be able to get the complete Krishna consciousness, which is the supreme goal of our life, and the highest amount of nectar we can receive is Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much, Subhash Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Thank you. So, any comment? Any question?
Thank you, Prabhu, for this very encouraging class. So I was listening to Prabhupada say that we can't skip guru in order to serve Krishna. So many gurus bless us with their presence here at New Dwarka. I was wondering what mood we should approach them with when we are rendering service or we wish to render service to them.
So that is the point I made. The guru is not only one physical person. See what happens. Neophyte devotees, when come to ISKCON, they think, oh, I'm just worshipping this guru, he's only my guru. Actually, for us, everybody is guru. That is the point I'm making. Guru, whomever you see, all the mothers are your guru, all the prabhus are your guru, whomever you see, you always look something good in that. And then you will get that, you receive all the blessings, all the Krishna consciousness will come to our head. So, you know, we just cannot become the fanatic, oh, this is only Guru. When he is in New Dwarka, that is the time we do the Guru service. That's it. But that is not. Krishna consciousness means you are always Guru conscious. And Guru is blessed. Gurun. Guru is never singular, it is plural. Everybody associated in this line, they are all Guru. So if we try to have this attitude of service, and then we will see that, you know, we become collectors of good things from everywhere. Not like, you know, crow. Crow is always looking for bad things in everywhere, you know. All the kachara he collects. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
Well, thank you for the class, Prabhu. I just wanted to throw it out there because I'm sharing Krishna consciousness to a lot of people now, and I strongly advise them to get a guru. And this is global. ISKCON is global, and I talk to different people of different ethnicity. And I would suggest that we should have a website where all the initiating gurus of ISKCON, with a little bit of write-up of different person of their biography, should be there. So people who are actually looking for guru, they can go to that website, and they can pick their, you know, they're serious people that they want to get a guru. And I don't want them to be cheated. I want them to go to the ISKCON gurus because they are bona fide by our GBC. So I want them to go, you know, I really want them to go to a website where, you know what, you're from Nigeria, you have a personal preference, you have your, you know, you're born in a culture. You know what? We have a Nigerian guru. And, you know, and I have people that are Asians. And they said, well, do you have Asian guru? Oh, beautiful. We have. But if there is a, because we are global. We are global. ISKCON is international society. If there is a website that we can just, hey, why don't you go to ISKCON guru website? Do we have that website, Prabhu?
I think even if you go to the Google, you will search, there is a lot of gurus there. There is ISKCON also, ISKCON Parampara. You see Krishna consciousness, you print in Google, the Guru's name will come.
How many gurus, initiating gurus, do ISKCON have now?
Maybe hundreds. But actually speaking, let me just make my submission to you. This, it is not, ISKCON is not just depending on this guru or that guru, Asian guru or American guru. ISKCON is depending completely on Srila Prabhupada. He is the real guru of ISKCON. And we must understand that unless and until somebody understands this Guru Tattva and this the point I am trying to make, Guru is not just one single person. Guru is whoever is following in this line. They are all our Guru. Everybody. But you need a personal Guru. So what happens? Actually, disciple doesn't serve the Guru. He is not searching. Or she is not searching. Guru automatically, this Krishna always sends. By the mercy of Krishna, we get the Guru. By the Guru's mercy, mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. This is very interconnected. So if we become seven mukh, if we just practice, if we start chanting, this thing is automatic. This is an autopilot you get. But somebody has this design of his mind, is a framework, that he wants a cheated Guru. The cheaters always get the cheater. There is no problem.
Thank you, Prabhu, for that last point. That I think we should understand that to get a guru is, it's not a matter of going through a directory. Oh well, I like this one. I like that one. And well, yeah. his profile is pretty good. He chants or whatever. It's Krishna. When Krishna, it's by the mercy of Krishna that we get the spiritual master. It's not vice versa.
Okay. This is a very good point. See, otherwise, you see, what we are thinking that we plan for ourselves. But what is the spiritual life that Krishna plans? He has already planned. That's why Bhagavad Gita Krishna is saying that, you see, he showed his Virat Roop and he said that everybody is killed. I have already killed. Now you want to take credit? So just go and fight. So that way he has planned our life. He has made us to work like that, then we will get our Guru. Not we worry about Guru. We just first try to submit ourselves. When we go in the process, when we read Prabhupada's book, then automatically Krishna will arrange that you get according to your, aptitude and your karma and your bhakti. Because Guru is also a connectivity. This just like you got your mother, father, you are choosing that I want to choose this person as my mother, a father. So same way, Guru is also, it is automatic, it will come. And we should not, you see, Guru's work is to connect you. Unless you follow this chain and this line, that instruction what is given, Guru cannot just pull you. You can pull Guru back if you just take all this karma and just try to put on the head of Guru is not good. Spiritual life means you work for Guru. You submit yourself for Guru. So, Prabhupada, he has so many disciples and he has so many representatives. They will be right there to help you. Because this is mercy. Mercy is coming from Krishna. And as soon as jiva, he has desire. Sevan mukhe hi jiva dao. As soon as become just little desire, really, sincerely, I think this is not good. Material world is not good. Immediately, Krishna is there within the heart. He reads our heart. He makes interaction with you. He sends some right person for you, for your protection. It is not like you have to take torch light and search here and there.
Hare Krishna. Your point is well taken, as well as Nakatma Prabhu. But we are in the internet age. So I think what Balaram is asking is not out of line. We should have a website with all the current initiating gurus listed there. Because you'll find that some people may be initially attracted based on race, like he's saying. Oh, I'm Filipino, so you have a Filipino guru, good. But they go there, and they may be attracted to somebody from some other place. Because ISKCON is international, and you will meet others. We do have that phenomenon where people have been coming for quite some time and they have met many, many initiating gurus and they just have not decided yet. I get asked all the time, how do I decide who I like this one, who I like that one? I say, go to the deities. This is how Krishna really connects you. If you're very serious and you come before Rukmini Dwarkadish and you pray sincerely, please direct me to my spiritual master, they will do it. Inevitably, it happens. I can't tell you how many times young devotees have come to me and asked that question. I advise them, they pray to the deities, and boom, within a few months they get initiated. So it's all connected. Everything is there. We're not saying one way is right, another way is wrong. However you're attracted. Many of us, we were attracted in different ways. We met one devotee here, or we heard some chanting over there. But once you get into the flow, then something will happen. So if you get into the flow through a website, just like right now, there are many devotees on the internet watching you, listening to you. You know, not everybody's here physically, so they're also getting credit from hearing. So we are in the internet age, and I think what Balaram is asking for is not out of the question. To have a nice website, these are the current initiating gurus in ISKCON. Here's a little biography. Because the biography also attracts. Look at Raghunath Maharaj, The Journey Home. His biography is attracting hundreds of people, thousands of people to become Krishna conscious. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, this is a good point. We can have, everybody has profile, why not ISKCON should have so many. I think I will request our Subhas Prabhu to also start initiation. Otherwise people have to New Dwarka, run here and there, where is my guru? We humbly request Hari.
Thank you for a very nice class. This is a little off the subject, but after hearing you speak, I feel that if anybody could throw some further light on this subject, I think you can. Last couple mornings when Savas was reading in the morning from the Bhagavatam, he was talking about Kala, and Prabhupada uses the word time, you know, Kala. But it's not clear to me exactly what Kala is. I listened carefully to the purports, and I'm kind of like trying to figure out what exactly is this Kala? Is it? It's not obviously not time in the sense of tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Is it referring to destiny? Is it referring to karma? Is it something with yoga? What exactly is this Kala?
So actually, you see, you cannot destroy time. You cannot divide time. It is for the sake, just like Brahma's time is different. And demigod's time is different. And India's time is different. America's time is different. Everybody is just, for their convenience, they have this. But Kala is the form of God. Who makes you happen? What He makes you happen? He watches your mind. See, Krishna consciousness is within the heart. But heart is also working through the mind. Because your mind... Man eva manushyanam karana bandhan mokshayo. Suppose you are sleeping, your mind is sleeping. Even if time is passing, you don't count, you don't understand. So, we have to understand this time, this kal, the form of kal himself is God, is Krishna himself, the time. You cannot divide it. And it is far, like we have, now we are appearing here, we are walking here, we are young, we are old, we are dividing. This is our division. But it is our consciousness, it is our mental aptitude. When we want to remember Krishna, immediately that reaction from Kala is there to give you Guru. You know, sometimes say, oh, when the right time comes, you will get a Guru. And sometimes you have to die, the right time comes. So this Kala is there. But there is a science like Jyotish which divides the Kala. It is also part of Veda. So, they have a calculation system. So, but for spiritual thinking, the Kala is the form, he says in Bhagavad Gita. Kaloshmi aham. The people who are not following me, I appear in front of Kal. Sarvashashya haram. I just take away everything from them. And take them also. So, you see, basically, whatever we do in material world is perishable. And it is only for one thing we have come here. Ante Narayana Smriti. Whatever we do, if we can, just like Ajahmila was able to chant the name. You see, that's why Vedic culture, like even in ISKCON, we always get the name, which is connected to Krishna. So even if we chant the name of son, wife, husband, father, somebody's name, who is very dear, but that name is after name of Krishna, then immediately, you know, we get the benefit. So, main important thing is spiritually that in the form of kala, we remember Krishna. And if you are depending on this kala, division of kala, so that is a physical division by Jyotis. They divide from the gadana of solar system, that when the sun is setting, sun is rising. And now, if you just take it, everywhere it differentiates, because in every part of world, sunrise different time. So that division is not sarvabhauma, it is not universal. Because that division, when he says that in India 6:15 is a sunrise, so that kala starts there for the rising sun, but it is not true here. So that cannot be untrue, because kala is the part of, it is a manifestation of Krishna. So that is transcendental, unconceivable. Okay? Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Time is over. Srila Prabhupada ki. All going to Srila Prabhupada.